For Mexico's reigning queens of cabaret, Las Reinas Chulas, no topic is off limits for their shocking, irreverent brand of theatre. The four-woman troupe uses humour, satire and farce to criticise and provoke debate about some of the country's biggest challenges, all with the goal of inspiring change and equality across Mexico. This story is part of the development reporting project Enough, Women Fighting Violence Against Women Together in Unique Ways, and it's co-financed by the European Journalism Centre and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The report by Maria Gallucci is presented by Connor Dillon.
Salí a caminar, evaluando las distintas maneras. ¿Pa' qué le doy tanta vuelta si aquí?
Las Reinas Chulas take the stage dressed in gaudy cowgirl outfits as the thumping, shaking rhythms of Mexican banda music play through the speakers.
Está bien hecho, del dicho al hecho, no hay tanto trecho.
The quartet is twirling with comedic exaggeration and singing a nasal harmony. The audience is bouncing along in their seats, but the lyrics to the song couldn't be more grim. They speak of femicide, the unsolved murders of hundreds of women in parts of Mexico.
Pero bueno,
de poco,
back inside their Mexico City dressing room at the theater bar El Vicio, the women explained that jesting about such serious issues is cathartic. Nora Huerta says these tongue-in-cheek performances can help people to cope with the difficulties facing Mexico, from the escalating murders, rapes, and abductions of women to political corruption, poverty, gender inequality, and the country's drug war.
To me, cabaret is like a pressure cooker with just one steam valve which keeps the pot from exploding. We're that steam valve for society.
Las Reinas Chulas, whose name in Spanish is an affectionate term for women, first banded together in 1999. Huerta and her partners Marisol Gacé, Ana Francis Moore, and Cecilia Sotres form one of Mexico's few independent theater companies. They've written, produced, directed, and acted in dozens of shows, many performed right here at El Vicio. The women first met on Mexico's small theater scene and found themselves talking about the issues that worried them most. Not just the daily bloody headlines, but also violence toward women, poor reproductive health care, unequal pay, and widespread sexism. They decided to form a group that would push the audience to think about these tough issues and would criticize officials and leaders, yet would still allow people to laugh, sing along, and, despite the harsh subjects, enjoy themselves. Huerta explains.
Nos consideramos activistas y feministas.
We consider ourselves activists and feminists, activists and artists, and we've made this part of our work. That's to say, cabaret is a tool to share ideas and to strengthen the social transformation.
Consolidar la transformación social.
Santo, ¿qué hubo, le carnal? Aquí estoy, tu mami. ¿Qué pedo? Oye, aquí tengo uno.
Through their theater and offstage activism, Las Reinas Chulas have called for tougher laws to protect the victims of abuse and to discourage discrimination in the workplace. In a country with high rates of maternal and infant mortality, they've urged leaders to improve reproductive health care and to make abortions legal in the states where they're against the law. The actresses have railed against President Enrique Peña Nieto for failing to stem the targeted killings of women. The National Citizen Femicide Observatory estimates that some 6 Mexican women are assassinated every day by drug gangs and their allies, who attack the women in a territorial show of force. Across Mexico, more than 100,000 people have died since the nation's drug wars began in 2006. Huerta explains.
These topics are aggressive, strong, and delicate. And the fact that they're being addressed by 4 women in a society like ours makes it even more powerful, even more aggressive. With every performance, we're trying to reinvent ourselves, to put our finger on the point where it hurts the most.
Y poner el punto en la llaga, o poner el dedo en el punto donde duele el asunto.
Marisol Gacé says the group's ultimate aim is to inspire Mexicans to fight for a better Mexico.
Me parece que para eso sirve, pues,
That's the purpose of this space, to create a community, to speak out and denounce things. This has been our greatest task ever since Las Reinas Chulas became a company, to align ourselves with causes that need to be brought to light.
Sergio Aguayo, a professor at El Colegio de México and a human rights activist, says that cabaret can spread and reinforce progressive attitudes among the public, especially in parts of the country where activists, journalists, and politicians are harassed or killed for speaking out. Unlike with traditional forms of protest, people in power have historically tolerated dark humor. Cecilia Sotres agrees that Las Reinas Chulas don't face the same risks as other activists in Mexico because of their comedy.
Creo que tiene que ver con el que somos juglares, somos bufones.
We're the minstrels, the jesters, the ones who for thousands of years have sat next to the king and mocked the king, but through humor. I think that's what protects us. Our weapon and our shield is humor.
Diversos lados. Entonces creo que a nosotras lo que nos defiende también nuestra arma y nuestro escudo protector es el humor.
Que nos mutilen, que nos degüellen, que nos sufran, que nos maquilen, que nos empaquen, que nos exporten, que nos produzcan.